Eyewitnesses say Yemeni government helicopters have been pounding Shiite rebels in the northern town of Saada, causing dozens of casualties. Fighting between government forces and the Houthi rebels began several days ago and appears to have intensified. Al Arabiya TV reported the rebels, who want to restore a Zaidi Shiite sultanate overthrown in 1962, have cut off a main highway in a bid to pressure the government. The TV showed images of several government tanks that were allegedly destroyed by the rebels during fighting. Civilian casualties were reported at a market outside the provincial capital of Saada. The Arab Daily Ashark al-Awsat claims the Yemeni government has intervened to protect its citizenry by hitting the Houthi rebels with an iron fist. The paper added that the government offensive began after a warning to the rebels to halt acts of sabotage. Other reports say that the government is demanding that the rebels release six Europeans that they allegedly hold, in addition to evacuating government buildings and returning looted ammunition. Khatar Abu Diab, who teaches political science at the University of Paris 3, says the fighting between the Yemeni government and the Houthi rebels has been repeatedly flaring up for the past 15 years.
The sixième guerre entre le pouvoir yéménite et le Houthi qui...
He says that this is the sixth war in a long series between the Yemeni government and the Houthi rebels, which began in 1994. This new conflict has been in gestation for a while now, he adds. The founder of the Houthi sect, Badr al-Din Houthi, he notes, has tried to restore the old Shiite sultanate, and some suspect he was supported by countries like Iran, Qatar, or Libya. The rebels, he says, are not just trying to destabilize Yemen, but also to send a message to Saudi Arabia, since it supports the government of President Ali Abdullah Saleh. He says Yemen is now in a serious phase of destabilization, with three different threats, one from the Houthi rebels, a second from separatists in the south, and a third by an upsurge in al-Qaeda activity. Many news reports allege Iranian support for the Houthi rebels against the government of Ali Abdullah Saleh. Professor Ahmed Abdelkarim Saif, who teaches at the University of Sana'a, says that numerous geopolitical and economic factors are behind the conflict. He says that Iran officially denies involvement in these events, but there are signs of involvement, such as the presence of the Iranian version of Shiism, a version that has traditionally not been present for the last 1,400 years. So, he argues, it appears to be a proxy war between Iran and Saudi Arabia for leadership in the Arab world, along the lines of what is going on in Iraq and southern Lebanon. The creation of a Hezbollah-like entity on the border with Saudi Arabia, he stresses, is not acceptable regionally from a security standpoint, not to mention the other endemic problems which plague Yemen, including conflicts and occupation in the south, al-Qaeda, and the world economic crisis. All these problems weaken the central government, he says, and create an atmosphere for the rebels to try and secede. George Mason University politics professor Mark Katz says the Houthi rebellion is not a regional development, but mostly a local phenomenon in which the Iranian aspect of the conflict has been exaggerated.
I think it's just really mainly local. Obviously, the rebels are Shiite, but most of the Yemeni government leadership is also Shiite. But they're not the same kind of Shiites as in Iran. The Yemenis are Zaidis. They follow the fifth in the series, whereas the Iranians follow the 12th Imam. And so the connection with these Houthis in Iran, I don't think really exists. And if you look at Iranian-Yemeni relations, they're actually pretty good. In fact, in the Iranian press, you can find criticism of the Iranian government for not doing more for Shiite opposition movements in Yemen. This Houthi rebellion is serious, but the dispute is quite personal between the Houthi leadership and President Saleh.
The son of rebel leader Badr al-Din Houthi, Hussein, was killed during fighting with government forces in 2004, and relations between the rebels and President Ali Abdullah Saleh have been bitter ever since. Yemeni society is tribal, and conflicts between the government and various tribes are a traditional part of life in the country. The influx of outside forces such as al-Qaeda and alleged Iranian support for the Houthi rebellion have created a number of deadly and paralyzing proxy wars inside the country as well. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.